So let's begin Parak Bays in Hilchos Tamatara. So it's not a long parak. We should be able to get through it relatively easily. So he says as follows. Parak Bays Lach Aleph, Moshivim Lamde Tinokos B'chol Medina Medina, V'chol Plach V'chol Ir V'ir. So basically what that means is that there's a big emphasis in Halacha on making sure you have teachers for little kids, for children. That's a big, big priority in Halacha. So you must make sure they're in every city, in every town, etc. The whole ir she'im ba tinokos shall base Ravan machrimis an she'ir ad she'mushim lam tinokos. Any city that doesn't have these teachers in them, you literally excommunicate the people of the city until they hire these teachers. Vim lohe shoshivu machrimis a'ir. And it's an amazing thing. Halachically speaking, if a city does not hire these teachers, you destroy the city. That's how much Chazal emphasizes. The world only is able to be sustained through the stuff that comes out of the mouths of these children who are learning. Meaning, it's such a critical thing to make sure that there are teachers for little kids. So he says, Halacha Beis Machnisas Hinokos Lislamed Kaben Sheish Kaben Sheva V'Kocha Beinu Binyan Gufa. And you'll appreciate the specificity the Rambam gives to how this works. So basically, around 6 or 7, that's when the child starts being taught. Upakos Yiben Sheish Imachnisin Oso. If they're younger than 6, you don't bring them in to be taught Torah yet. Therefore, there's no preschool. Okay, it starts basically at the age of 6. Umake Osan Hamalamed Lahatilem Ema. And the teacher is allowed to hit the child, okay, for the purpose of a certain amount of, let's say, awe, okay. Ve'enu makeo samakas oyev makas achzari. But you don't hit them in an aggressive way. You're hitting them to teach them. Tafikach lo yakeo sam b'shutim v'lo makalos ela b'rutzua ketana. So you can't use a whip. Rather, there's a small little leather strip that you're allowed to patch the child with, to get him to pay better attention. The Yoshev Umalamdan called Yom Kulo Umixas Mina Laila. Kelechan Khan Lumo Biyom Laila. So you teach them behavior wise, they learn as much of the day and a little bit into the evening. So classes run from, let's say, Shacharis all the way till right when Maariv starts, right? So they get used to the idea of learning this long. So they never stop learning, except for Fridays, okay, and on Yontov, okay, at the end of the day. And on Shabbos itself, the kids don't learn anything new. Rather, what do you do with the kids? You review what they learned. How important is it to ensure that kids are learning Torah, that to the point where you don't mevata learning even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, okay? Halacha Gimel, Milamed Hatinokos Shehu Minyach Hatinokos V'yotze O Shehu Osem Halacha Cheres Himoen O Shehu Misrasha Ben Limudan. All right, so let's say if a person's in charge of teaching kids, and let's say he ditches his assignment, or he really is involved, let's say, in looking at his phone rather than teaching the kids, or he makes errors in teaching them, Harizu Bechlal Arur Osem Halachas Hashem Ramiya. So it's a bad thing. He's cursed as a result, so to speak. So that's why you want to make sure you get the right person to teach kids. That's a very simple thing. You don't just hire any schmo off the street. You find somebody who's really the best suited to teach the kids. Now here comes an interesting halacha. Halacha da'ad. Umisha'en lo isha. Okay, if you're unmarried, if you're a bachelor, lo yulame tinokos. Okay, you should not teach little kids. Why? Because what's going to happen? The mothers are going to come to pick up their kids. And you will start socializing with the moms, and that can lead to inappropriate conclusions. And a woman shouldn't teach little kids. Just think about how powerful that statement is. A woman should not teach little kids. Why? Because when the fathers have to pick up the kids from school, what's going to happen? There's going to be some social interaction between the female teacher and one of the fathers, and that could lead to some potentially forbidden conclusions. Okay, halacha hey. Esrim v'chamisha tinokos lemedim eitzom lamed echa. Right, so how precise is the Rambam about this stuff? A class size should never be more than 25 students to one teacher. So 25 kids, one teacher. That's the ratio. Hay yosar al esrim mechamisha ad arbaim, from between 25 to 40. Moshivan imo acher l'sayab limudam. This is done today. You have a teacher's assistant. So if the class size is between 25 and 40, then the teacher has a an assistant to help him out. Hay yosar al arbaim, but let's say it's more than 40 kids in the class. Ma'amidin lahem shnei melam netinokos. Then you have to have two separate teachers. Okay, so the rule of thumb is 25 is 25 to 1 ratio, 25 to 40, one teacher, one assistant, and then 40 or above, two teachers. Allah above. Mulichin is a katam, imlamin lamabed acher, shehum marim menu, ben mikra, ben bedikta. Okay, so what do? So you have to make sure that your child is getting the best possible education. So you're always searching for the best possible teacher. Bemedvar morim, kishayu shneim biyer achas. So let's say there are two teachers in the city, and one's better than the other. You bring your kid to the better teacher. It's a funny thing the Rambam adds here, but let's say the superior teacher is in the city next door. So the thing is, you don't bring your kid there because the concern is that you can bring your kid there. Right, as long as there's a bridge over, let's say there's a river between the two cities, as long as the bridge is strong enough to hold the child. If it's a non-sturdy bridge, don't bring your kid over there. And finally, Allah Chazayin, Echad Mibnei Mavoi Shabikesh La'asos Melamed, Afilu Echad Mnei Chatzer, En Yicholon Shechina Limchos Biado. So this is a separate halacha, actually, for those, Mavoi is the alleyway that's connected to a chatzer. Okay, it's semi enclosed. So if I live off the mavoi and I want to bring in a teacher, the people in the chatzer that go into the mavoi, right, cannot stop me from doing so. This is, I think, more relevant today. Let's say I live in my house and my next door neighbor wants to go ahead and open up a cheder to teach little kids Torah. Right, Kadesh Yavo Tinoko Sacharim Lo, O Kadesh Yavo Mitinoko Shalze Itzelze, Eni Lecho Limchos Biado. Luckily speaking, I can't stop a person from running such an operation. Shnemar Hashem Chafetz Mansigdo Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Okay, so that's the halacha over there. Okay, let's do a little Parak Gimel. Parak Gimel Halacha Aleph. There's a very famous introduction. Bishlosha Ksarim Nechdur Yisrael. So the three crowns that are given to the Jewish people. So now the Rambam shifting in Parak Gimel now to, I'd say, more of a philosophical insights into Talmud Torah. So the three crowns that the Jewish people are crowned with: Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus. Okay, so Torah, the priesthood, and king. Keser Kehuna Zachar Bo Aaron. Shnei Rav Haisel Zaro Achar Bris Kunosolo. So the Keser Kehuna went to Aaron and his kids. Keser Malchus Zachar Bo David. Shnei Rav Zaro Olam Yeh Vekiso Keshemesh Negdi. Keser Malchus, the king, went to David. So what you notice here is that they're very specific lineages and genealogies where the Keser Kehuna and Keser Malchus apply. But not so by Keser Torah. Keser Torah, hey, munach v'omen muchan l'chol Yisrael. So the crown of Torah stands at the ready for anyone, okay, any Jew. Shenemar Torah zilana Moshe, Moshe akilas Yaakov. Kol mishi yitzah v'yavo v'yitzol. Anyone who wants to come can take from the Torah. Shema Tomar, sh'osa maktarim g'dolim Keser Torah. Right, but maybe you'll think that the other two crowns are greater than the Keser Torah. Hariyo Omer, Bimulachim Lochu, Verozni Michoku, Tzedek Bisharim Yashiru, Halomata Shekeser Torah Gadol Mishnam. So we darshan out that the Keser Torah is greater than the other two crowns. Halacha Beis, Amru Chachamim, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, okay, Kodom Mekoin Gadol Amar. It's famous idea. A Mamzer, which is the bastard child, okay, which, luckily speaking, is someone who's excluded in many ways from the system of Torah, right? But he's a Talmud Chacham. He's greater than a Kohen Gadol, who's the highest spiritual level you can achieve, yet he's an Amaris. Shneimar Yikrehi Mifninim, the Kohen Gadol Shnechlas Lefanev Lefnim. So how important is Talmud Torah? It's so important that if a person's a Chacham, and he has, even though his halachic status is inferior to the Kohen Gadol, he's treated with more kavod as a result. Halacha Gimel, Ein Lecha Mitzvah V'Chol Mitzvahs Kulon Shishkula Keneged Talmud Torah, El Talmud Torah Keneged Kol Mitzvahs Kulon, Shetama Mevil De Maisa. So it's interesting, the Rambam here is not focused on the pure intellectual gain from learning per se. Rather, what makes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah equal to every other mitzvah in the Torah? Very simple, because without learning, you can't learn. You can't know what to do. Talmud mevi lidei maisa lefikach haTalmud kodem maisa b'chol makom. So learning always precedes action because I can't know what to do unless I learn what to do. Halacha dalad hayolafanav asiyas mitzvah Talmud Torah. If I have in front of me the choice of doing a mitzvah or Talmud Torah, and I know the irony here because Talmud Torah itself is a mitzvah, im eshra the mitzvah laosos idei acherim lo yasek Talmudo. So if I'm learning and the opportunity for a mitzvah comes along, and that mitzvah can be, I can be yotzei the mitzvah through someone else doing it, that's what I do. I don't stop learning. Vim lav yaseh mitzvah yachso tamido. But if not, then I should do the mitzvah and then go back to my learning. Malacha hei, tchilas dino shel adam, the person's judged initially, eno nidon el al talmud, v'achrach al shamasav. So when you're judged in shamayim, okay, that's how important learning is according to the Rambam. When you're judged, you're going to be judged based on learning first and then your actions. That's very against a modern day society, and even some modern views of Judaism. But according to the Rambam, you judged first on what you learned and then your actions. So it's so important to be involved in Torah, even if you do it, for the purpose, not for the ideal purpose. Nonetheless, it's better to be involved in the midst of Talmud Torah, shalolishma, because hopefully it'll bring you to the point of lishma.